On another subject, Phil, can I ask you your comments on the 30th anniversary of the Globe and Mail's favorite Chinese historical incident, the Tiananmen Square incident?
Tiananmen Square. You know, it is embarrassing to me that we are still continuing with this this incident. Every country has incidents where there are mass demonstrations and sometimes loss of life, and then everybody just goes on. But Oshawa, Ottawa, Washington, it's really Washington, wants to have it something over China. You know, Tiananmen is a nice turning point in Chinese history. As we know, according to every economist, actually, China has lifted approximately 800 million people out of poverty over the last 20 years, 800 million people. It has become an advanced, highly developed, and impressive state, by the way, which adheres to UN charter and respects international law, as opposed to a lot of it as Washington, who tweaks its nose at such things. So that's modern China. And most of it happened, this development, following Tiananmen. And Tiananmen was an organized, Western-supported effort to remove the leadership of China by any means possible. Almost all the leading student element who organized that retired to Washington, D.C., and have pensions, frankly. They all got rewarded. None of them amount to a roll of pins. None of them has an idea. None of them had a program. They all just were running their mouths. And the Chinese people rejected them. Incidentally, on this matter of occupying a national square, one that is really symbolically important to a people, as you know, Phil, in U.S. history, there have been attempts to occupy the area in front of Abraham Lincoln, that was done by the hunger marchers of 1898. It was done by World War I veterans. Each time the United States Army was employed to not allow them to be in the that area in front of the Lincoln Monument, violence was used. In France, every Saturday, the authorities attacked the French people for attempting to demonstrate against Mr. Macron. But it's particularly sensitive when you go into a national square, a symbolic place, and then think you're going to stay there, as they did. And the Chinese government permitted it. What was going on at the time was there was a struggle inside the Chinese party as to who would lead the party and which direction they would go. And a little man named Deng Xiaoping was still quite old, but he was still running the place. And he, and then Mr. Gorbachev, who had messed up Russia beautifully and destroyed the entire socialist bloc, he wanted to come, and he did. He visited Beijing. He wanted to talk to the leaders, and they said, you can do that. But then he said, I want to go meet the demonstrators at Tiananmen. And they said, no, you can go home, but you're not going to cause any trouble in our country. Goodbye. And very famously, Deng Xiaoping had one brief meeting with him, and he said, this guy is not a socialist. I don't know what he is, but he's not one of us. And it was after that that they went on to bigger and better things, and it was, you know, Mr. Gorbachev is selling pizzas, as you know. He does an ad for some pizza outfit. His rating in Russia is sub-zero. So, and the Globe and Mail and the New York Times lied about what happened at Tiananmen. No one was killed. I'm telling you, this is a fact. They were not killed in Tiananmen. The demonstration was negotiated, the end of it, but as you remember from the days of the protest, there's always a group that doesn't intend to give up, and they decide they're going to hang on. So there was a group that had to be pushed out. They were not shot. They were pushed out. 3 kilometers from the square, a violent incident happened where Chinese soldiers and police were killed. These are police and soldiers by somebody from that Tiananmen group. So that tells you that the violence, that was a separate subject. No, the Globe and Mail, Ms. Wong was a writer, the New York Times writer, they never wrote about that. They treated it as though the violence, such as it was, happened in Tiananmen. It did not happen. Tiananmen Square, and for 1 week after the Tiananmen wound up, The New York Times was reporting that bodies had been piled up in Tiananmen Square and set on fire. That was the New York Times. You know what that tells you? Never believe them. Never believe them, because they do big-time propaganda. The New York Times later acknowledged that no bodies were burned in Tiananmen, but their reporter, who was not there, said that it had happened. So thanks, Phil, for asking. We'll come back to Tiananmen another time. And Jessica, I think she's right. So we'll see you next week.